This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at reservebar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at reservebar.com.
Hey guys, it's Dan Harris. I'm here with Kyle Yates and Joe Pizzapia. The vast majority of you listening to this, I'm sure, know the absolutely terrible news that Tags, Mike Tagliere, passed away on Friday night from complications due to COVID. We are devastated. We're trying to function the best we can, but we thought that it was important for us to at least get on here so that the next thing you hear from this podcast isn't a fantasy football podcast, which there will still be, of course, going forward. But we thought it was important for us to at least tell you guys this way, talk about how we're feeling, talk about our friend, our family member that we miss right now. So Yates, I'm going to go to you first, just because obviously we have worked closely with Tags for the last 2 years. I mean, whatever you want to say about how you're feeling right now, please do so.
Oh man. I thought I was okay until we started recording. This has been a very difficult 24 hours since we started to get the news that he was trending towards this happening. And there have been moments where we have been preparing for this, where we have been preparing for the worst case scenario. But man, when that message came through, I was rocked to my core. Tags is legitimately one of the best friends that I have ever had in my life. He's been a mentor to me for so many years. I owe literally everything as far as my career to him and his guidance and his just kind and welcoming, you know, spirit. This has been just the absolute worst case scenario. And there have been moments where I'm like, okay, I'm going to wake up from this. It's going to be a bad dream. And I won't have to worry about this. And, you know, I'm going to wake up to a ton of Slack messages from him and every single message of support that we get, which are just incredible. The amount of support that we have received from you guys has just been overwhelming. It's incredible. But every single message that does come through, it is a reminder that this is real. And now we have to learn to live with this reality. So I could continue to just babble on. I could continue to babble for, you know, the next 45 minutes, but I don't want to do that. If you want in-depth thoughts, I wrote an open letter to him on my Twitter profile at twitter.com/KyleYNFL, which you can read. I felt like that was the most appropriate way for me to be able to process this news. And it is still, I'm still processing. But if you want more of my thoughts, you can find that there.
Yeah, let's save your babbling for the fantasy podcast that we'll be doing later. So I'm sorry, guys, like that just comes out despite the fact that I am personally barely functioning today. And as Joe, I'll turn it to you in a second. As Yates mentioned, this was something obviously you guys know. Tags announced that he was sick with COVID several weeks ago at this point. So this was obviously something that was a possibility, and we just always hoped for the best and hoped that things would end well. And even though, kind of as Yates said, this was a possibility that I think we had all understood was there, and we had tried to mentally come to grips with even the how infinitesimally small it was, even at the beginning, that it could, we tried to sort of wrap our heads around it. But now that Tags is actually gone, and I can't even say those words, like I can't even do that.
I know.
I don't know about you guys. The whole day I have just, it's felt like, I think you probably just said this, Yates, I'm sorry, but it's felt like it's a dream that you're going to wake up from in like a minute.
Yeah.
And then you realize it's real, and it just makes absolutely no sense. And you can't comprehend it. I realize that this is just us babbling, guys, but I mean, this is how we feel. Joe, you babble better than anybody. Go ahead. Start it off.
Most days that would be correct, but not today. And that's why I asked Dan to kind of take the lead today, because it's a little different. And look, let me be very clear too. You know, we've mentally and emotionally, I think all of us in a weird way, been preparing for this for weeks, and it doesn't matter a lick. It doesn't matter whatsoever. It hit us just as hard, no matter how prepared we were or not prepared we were for it. Also, you know, as we're babbling, I just want to say too, and I know the guys feel this way too, so I'm just going to say it to everybody else too. We know that our pain is infinitesimal compared to the pain of Tabby and his children and his family and his brother and his friends and all of it. And we can't even begin to grasp any of that. And there's no reason why any of us, you know, could possibly do that. So first and foremost, you know, that's, I think, where all of our minds are right now, and where all of our feelings are, and where all of our heart is, and everybody in this company too, and everybody out there too. The messages are just overwhelming, which I'll get to in a second. And it's funny because I have a little different relationship and story. You know, Tags and Yates have a big brother, little brother kind of relationship the last couple of years, which is really cool and something that it was really fun to kind of be kind of on the outside of when I first came over here. But a lot of people might not know this. Mike and I came up together at the same time. First time I ever heard of Mike, he was probably still a PFF. Okay. Like this is how far back Mike and I go. And I was doing serious shows, and I was hosting a show after Bob Harris and Mike Dempsey, two dear friends of mine, the football diehard guys. And I was doing the late, late show after. They used to have this guy, Mike Tagliere, on. And I was like, I don't know who this guy is. He's great. And then, you know, I reached out to him, and we started talking, and we just had so much in common on so many different levels. And we were these grinding guys. And I remember when he went to Fantasy Pros, and I remember, like, and there were always these years, and I would have him on my shows all the time over the years. And he and I were always very close. And I mean, this is going back to like 2013, guys. So like, this is like a long time, you know, like if my memory's working properly, it's got to be somewhere around there. And it was cool because we had the same experiences of, you know, the times like you're grinding, you're working so hard, you feel like you're not always appreciated, and you're trying to grind to that next step and the next step. And to see him then evolve into what he did and become what he became here at Fantasy Pros as an artist. And I say that was as an artist because he was. Mike was a craftsman, and I don't think people quite understand that about him. The reason why the primer is what it is and all that stuff, yeah, it's fantasy football. It's because Mike's a craftsman. If you ask Mike, what do you do for fun? He would say, well, then I write my novel when I'm not writing. And you're like, when do you stop? You're nuts. You're an animal. But that was Mike. Mike cared so much, and it was such craft in what he did. And sorry. I think that, you know, when you see your friends that you know work so hard, do so well, and become such a big deal, you know, there's some people who get jealous and weird, and I could not have been more proud and happy for him. And then I remember then he would start, I'm pretty sure the only reason I ever showed up on a show here at Fantasy Pros was probably because Mike was like, hey, why don't you go book, you know, Joe one day or something to John. Like, I'm sure that's what happened. You know, I'm positive of it. And the funny thing is, and getting to work with him a little bit, you know, over the years on Fantasy Pros show and getting to do that stuff was so fun for us. And then I remember when they were looking for a host before they posted it, and I'm going to get Mike in trouble, and he'll laugh at this. This is a true story, and I probably have the text somewhere, and I will try to keep it clean here on the show. But it was like, hey, they're looking for a host, moron. Go and apply. And if you don't, I swear to God, I'm just going to apply for you, you idiot. Now, you know, whatever. It was something to that effect. And hilarious. And that was our relationship. Like, that's how friends talk to each other, I think. And one of the big reasons why I wanted to come here to work with you guys and work here at Fantasy Pros, because after all these years, I'm going to get to work with my friend, and my friend who I respected so much, and his craft, and his work ethic, and his passion, but also just the kind of human he was, because I knew the dude he was, and I knew it was going to be such a great thing. And it's like all these years, like you're working at separate places, and like, oh my God, we're finally coming together, and we were talked about it. I remember when I came over here in February, we had a 2-hour Zoom, me and him, where we talked about what we wanted to do and what our plans were and things like that. And that was just so great. And then when we got to do shows together, I remember after, me and him would just talk, like, and it would never be about football. It would be about the kids. It would be about the book. It would be about all that stuff. And it would be about life stuff. And we always, and he would ask me all these questions, like, well, how do you go publish it? And what do you have to do to this? And he would pick my brain and I would pick his, and we would talk about stuff. And that's my friend I'm going to miss. It's like all this other stuff is, you know, it's funny too. You see so much outpouring on social media, and now I'm babbling, but whatever, here we go. All this outpouring on social media has been really therapeutic and amazing. And it's been beautiful because you see how much impact he had on so many people, not just in the industry, but also just the listeners. And as somebody who worked in the acting business for a long time, it's weird because like when an actor you love or somebody you're like, oh, would, this person passes away, you kind of feel it. You're like, but I never met that person. And you're seeing that today with Mike, and you're seeing it with Tags. And the reason you're seeing it with Tags is because people invited him into their world every day, 5 days a week, sometimes more. And that is such a special thing because you don't meet somebody necessarily. You're not in the same room with them, but they become part of your world. They become part of your daily routine. They become part of your patterns. They make you laugh. They make you forget things that you're troubled about. They become this safe place for you. And this person you get to know over the years, and you know things about him because he's such a genuine, authentic person. And that's why you're seeing what you're seeing. That's why the GoFundMe went through the charts in like 6 hours. That's why you see the endless amount of messages that I'm sure we're all getting. And that's an amazing thing. And it's funny because like today when I heard the news, Dan knows this, like Friday nights when my kids are over, I kind of shut down. And I'm not on social stuff. I'm not checking a lot of stuff unless it's an emergency kind of thing. This morning, I had a game with my daughter for a flag football team. So I'm the coach there. We went to the field. It's a glorious day. They got their first W. We played great. And I was so excited. And I got to my phone after the game. I'm standing there with my phone. And that's when I saw the news from our higher ups here at the company. And I had my phone in one hand and Mike laughing at me because I had the playbook in the other hand. For our plays. And I'm sure he was just laughing at me. Like, I got you. I got you one more time, right? There it was. The playbook, right? For all of our plays that we were running and all the stuff we do. And there's the news on this beautiful day. And I'm wearing a Titans shirt because my kid's team is the Titans. And he's down in Tennessee. And I was just like, you got me one more time. So I'm going to miss my friend. I'm going to miss working with him, but I'm going to miss talking with him more. And again, I just want to say it, everybody, too. Everything you're doing out there, when you take a moment to say how much you appreciated him, it does matter. It absolutely matters to his family. It matters to us. It matters to everybody who worked here with Mike, who loved Mike. And I keep calling him Mike, which I used to get yelled at all the time by, because he's always been Mike to me for years and years before he was tagged as anybody else. So, you know what? So one more time, I'll get in trouble for that. So, you know what? I'm so pleased to have met Mike, to have known him as long as I did, to have known him as well as I did. And I'm just like, I'll tell you this much too. Anybody who says like, oh, you shouldn't do the primer anymore and all that stuff, you don't know Tags. He would have slapped the taste out of your mouth if you ever suggested that. That is his legacy. That's his baby. That's the thing he built. He was so proud of the maniac that he was to do that. And that's his legacy. His legacy is all the good feelings he gave everybody, all the respect he gave everybody, how he brought people from our community together. And he saw today the best of our community. And our community matters. And our community, even though it's just fantasy football, it's a lot more than that. And today was a wonderful reminder of that. So I just want to say thank you to everybody. Everybody worked here, works here, and everybody out there on all these platforms who have messaged all of us, because I know you guys have gotten as many messages as I have. And it's just been a beautiful thing to see. And it does matter. We're all part of something, and it's not nothing. It does matter. And I just want to say thank you to everybody out there.
So I have a couple of things that I'm going to add, some of them about today, some of them about long term, some of them in the way I process grief, and some ways that I think are helpful. The first thing is that, as Joe mentioned, the outpouring of support. I mean, forget about for us. Like, yeah, countless messages,
right.
Wonderful, just, you know, incredible. And as, you know, again, I use the term barely functioning. That is a literal definition of what is happening to the three of us today, probably tomorrow, and probably for some time. But the outpouring of support that we have received individually has been incredible and has been helpful. But more than that, you just take a look. I mean, it is trending. It's like the number one topic on Twitter trending is tags and his passing, because he reached so many people. And Joe, you mentioned the primer, and it brings up the point, which is that, I mean, Tags loved doing this, you know, job. He loved fantasy football and everything like that, but he loved you guys. And there are times, look, I, you know, in my position, sometimes I would talk to Tags about ways that I could try to make his life a little easier, because he just worked nonstop and I didn't want him to work nonstop. I wanted him to chill out a little bit. And it was the primer. And I said, you know, Tags, the primer is brilliant and everybody loves it and I love it, but you don't have to do it this way. You don't have to do it at all. Like, you can cut it down too. I mean, you could do some of the words. And he would always just say, our readers deserve the best that I can give. That is actually what he would say.
What also made him Tags. Like, when he gets on a show and talks, it's because all that work was in his brain that he did. And it was an incredible thing to watch. And I keep using the word craftsman, because that's what he was. He was and is a craftsman always. He's so, it's incredible. Like, you see somebody work at something, we should all work as hard as Mike did and Tags did, as he did on that piece and all, everything he did. That was just him. That was his personality. I feel like that's why we always hit it off right away, because like, we were the same way. We're just kind of relentless, insane human beings. And then the fact that we could somehow align was just like almost like too good to be true. And you're right, Dan. Like, I feel like that's totally it. Yates, like, for you too, like, it's so funny because you have a very unique relationship, especially last year, you coming in and working with everybody. Like, you probably experienced this like a lot of people did. Like, Tags love to mentor people. Like, that was his thing with so many people.
Yeah, I mean, undoubtedly. The relationship with Tags goes back to even before, you know, I started here at Fantasy Pros. Like, this is all the way back to 2017 when I was doing my own fantasy football podcast just for the fun of it. And I agreed to come on my podcast, which had like 5 listeners on a good day. Like, it was just kind of like, why is he doing this? But that was just who he was. So yeah, Dan, you were talking about just kind of what's coming up though.
Yeah. So in addition to the fact that, like, he, you know, the outpouring of support for him, it's not, he really loved our listeners and our readers. Like, he loved you guys. Like, it was a mutual feeling for everyone. And it's just, it warms my heart to see. The second thing is that I just kind of fell into being the point person with Tags's wife, Tabby, throughout this sort of thing. One time early on, Tabby asked if she could call me to talk about some stuff. And we started talking, and we basically talked every single day through this. And all I'm going to say is that I love Marvel movies, you know, pretty much as anything. Tabby Tagliere is an actual real life superhero.
Seriously.
I don't understand how anyone has that much strength that she has shown for the last month plus. You know, and I would hear, you know, Jonathan, Tags' son, in the background, and just, she was, you know, in these moments where she and I are talking about Tags and what the latest is and the development, and she would, at the same time, just a wonderful and completely caring mother in those moments that I was like, I probably, if my kids were here on my end, I would be like, leave, you know, get out of here, leave me alone, because I, you know, the idea that you could do all that at once is crazy. Tabby is an incredible human being. I am so, so incredibly grateful for all the support that she is getting right now. And I know that she will continue to get. On a personal level, this is what kind of I feel about grief. Guys, we were talking, we've talked before, you know, the biggest loss that I've ever had personally up until now was my father, who died kind of suddenly and traumatically right after my daughter was born. And processing that was obviously a difficult thing. We had a lot of changes going on. But I remember eventually sort of coming to some sort of feeling about what makes me deal with the grief the best at these moments where you just want to fall on the floor and not be able to. And what personally makes me feel good, and Yates, Joe, I don't know if this is something that helps you or listeners out there, something that would help you, but I think of like the funny individual memories that I have with Tags and little things that just make me smile. And it makes those waves of grief, Yates, that we were talking about, just a little smaller. And for me, some things like I've been thinking about today when I've been trying not to break down in front of my kids and my family is the way every single time that we finish the Sunday night pod, without fail, as soon as I clicked stop recording, Tags would say, "Woohoo!" every time, no matter what. And that always made me laugh during it. And how he knew I despised the shrug emoji, because I would be like, we'd be talking through some things and I'd come up with a solution, which is what I try to do. And he would respond with a shrug emoji. And eventually I told him, I hate that emoji because I don't know what you're thinking. And then he started responding to almost everything I ever asked him with a shrug emoji for his entire being at this company. And it always made me laugh. Tags was one of my best friends, if not my best friends. We don't sit together, guys. Like Yates, I have met you once. Right. Joe, I've actually met you never. Like we have seen each other on camera every day forever, but been in the actual physical same place almost never because we're a remote company. Tags, I have met in person one time. Yates, the same time sort of that you did. And he still is a family member, a best friend. And I don't know how we process it. Like, I don't know. This is just, this is when we said we should say something to the audience, guys, when we talked about we should probably record something to the audience so we can at least tell them, A, how we're feeling, B, in case, God forbid, anybody doesn't have Twitter or isn't aware that they know and they're not just listening to fantasy. We just were like, what do we do? And we just said, let's just talk about how we feel. And this is just kind of what we're doing. So I'm sorry if anybody listening is like, oh my God, stop blithering. This is just like you. We're all just trying to process it. Yates, I don't know if you have anything else you want to say here.
Just to wrap up, I put in my letter to him, the open letter, I just said, you know, like he will always be one of my best friends. You know, there are friendships that can come and go throughout life, but that was one with him that will remain through the rest of my life. And I'm going to miss him a lot.
Joe, is there anything you want to say?
Yeah, man. Look, this is much for everybody else, but it's really more for us today. I feel like to talk to each other a little bit because we haven't really, all three of us, sat and talked about it yet. And we're going to do shows again. We're going to make jokes and laugh again. We're going to do all of those things. Like that's the nature of grief. It's part of the process. And part of it's going to be us throwing ourselves in our work to a certain degree. So it's just, this is like a small blip on the radar in terms of that, but it's a huge loss for us all personally. And it's a loss for us professionally, but again, it dwarfs the loss that his family's going through right now. And I don't want to ever minimize that at all. And at the same time, we can't take it away from all of us to grief. You know, it's funny. I literally just saw a message on Twitter. Somebody wrote me something. It's crazy. It's like, you guys are all part of my day. And I've, you know, an important part of my daily routine and staying sober. Like, that's just crazy when you hear a story like that, right? Someone on Twitter. And you think, oh, it's just fantasy football. What are we doing here? But we're doing a lot more. And Tags was the best at it. He was the best at it. And don't let anybody tell you different, because he was. And, you know, and he would probably be pissed off that I'd be all emotional doing this today. And I'm sure that's just him. And he would say, God, will you stop it? And then I would make fun of him back and I would say, will I miss Mike Tagliere? Yes. Did he do incredible work? He did. Did he interview himself too much all the time? Will anybody ever place him? Absolutely not. And And that's the thing. And you're right, Dan. Like, that's what I keep thinking. I keep thinking about, like, those, you know, silly things that we would do. Like, when I tried to get all the answers for Fantasy Feud one day just to tweak him. And he was so mad because he was like, how the hell are you beating me in this thing? And he was messaging me during the show. What is going on? I don't understand. I was like, I'm just good today. What do you want? Like, that's the thing. And I'm going to miss. That's what I'm going to miss. And look, I think that's like, we're going to go on. We're going to try to do the best work we can because that's the spirit of what Mike would do. And Tags, I think, is going to, you know, would want it no other way. And I think that is very important that we all focus on that. And there will be tough moments and there will be good moments and there will be tough moments. And then there'll be great moments and then there'll be tough moments. And that's going to be for a while. But I want to especially thank you guys for coming on here today to just kind of be open and authentic with everybody too. And I think it's beneficial for all of us. And it's been a beautiful day to see just how much one person can touch other people in their life. And it was just a beautiful outpouring, and I'm sure his family appreciates it just like all of us here do.
Yeah. I mean, if there's anything that you can remotely look at in a positive, which of course you cannot, it is just how clear it was, how many people Tags reached. And in the industry, but just fans, people, you see these stories that people are telling about how, you know, he reached out to them or how he appeared on. I know Yates, you know, your whole story is how he appeared on a podcast, right? I mean, that was mm-hmm. Tags. Tags was not just the GOAT of fantasy football analysts, which he was, but he was like the GOAT of humans. He was a legitimately wonderful and caring and kind human. And this could not possibly suck more. I'm sorry that that's like a stupid way to say it, but there are times, and, you know, I'm sure people listening, like, there today I have been horribly sad. I have laughed thinking about funny things with Tags. I have been angry. And I think that's just how life is going to go for us for a while. But Joe, as you said, like, it's going to be weird. It's probably not going to be as lighthearted as it has been for most of the season, but we are going to continue to do podcasts and write our articles and interact with you guys on Twitter and try to provide fantasy football analysis. That is our job. That is what Tags would want anyway. We are going to take off, depending on when you're listening to this. We're not going to do our usual Sunday morning stuff, my Instagram live, you guys with your live streams on YouTube. We can't, like, realistically, we can't do that right now. And it probably wouldn't even be appropriate if we tried. But regardless, we won't be doing that. But we are going to be podcasting. We're going to continue to try to provide you guys with the best fantasy analysis that we can. And as Tags would want, to bring you home some championships. So that's what you can expect going forward. Thank you guys for listening. I'm so sorry if this is how you learned of Tags' passing. If you can contribute to the GoFundMe, which is on Twitter, all of our the Fantasy Bros account, Tabby at Tabby Talks, my account, everybody, you'll see it all over Twitter. And if anything you can give, if you have the means, would be appreciated. But keep Tags, keep Tabby, keep their family in your thoughts. And the next time we talk to you, it'll be somber, but it'll be about fantasy. So thanks for listening.
Love you all.
Thanks, guys.
We'll talk to you soon.
Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at ReserveBar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at ReserveBar.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton Buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton Buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than 250,000 satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.